I've been thinking about Steve, an old neighbor of mine. He was a real stand-up guy, a successful entrepreneur and family man. He killed himself last year. His death shocked everyone in his community. No one knew why he did it, and I still wonder myself. It could have been because his doctor didn't recognize his depression. More than half of people who committed suicide saw a doctor in the month before they died, and their doctors overlooked the depression, the most common link to suicide. Most of these people were men. Perhaps it was because Steve was a man. The gender difference in suicide is greater than any other cause of death. 4 times more men than women kill themselves. And the gender gap widens with age, from 7 times higher in young adults to 11 times in older men. And a certain cultural blindness to men's pain and depression could have had something to do with Steve's death. From the day they're born, boys are perceived to be stronger and less vulnerable, even though they're not. And boys' sadness is not seen as pain, but as anger. Even trained mental health clinicians are less likely to correctly diagnose depression in men than in women. But perhaps Steve's own response to being depressed contributed to his death. The cultural myth that men don't get depressed tells them that they shouldn't get depressed, or at least not express it, and so they don't. They're more likely than women to try to hide their depression or talk themselves out of it. After Steve's suicide, like so many others, everyone asks themselves why they failed to see the warning signs. But the truth is, it's mostly the warning signs in men we fail to see. Perhaps we simply need to see men as solid rocks that we can always lean on. In the next hour, 3 men in the United States will kill themselves, over 70 men each day. I'd like to be more hopeful about stopping this, but until we dispel the myth of men's invulnerability and allow men and boys to feel and express very human emotions, we'll remain blind to men's pain and sadness and the suicides we could prevent. With a perspective, I'm Dr. Will Courtney.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.